Let's try it again. Welcome to Blind Hat 2017 with SecurityGuyRadio.com and SecurityGuyTV.com, our new address, with Dave from Mastergy.com. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Now, Mastergy.com. I want to make sure we get that right for my nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters that cannot spell. What do you guys do?
Well, we do security, networking, and voice. So
voice.
We have.
Oh, not many people are in that space.
Yeah.
We interviewed one guy yesterday. Yes. One of the few people we knew that were in voice. So that is unique, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. So tell us how you accomplish that.
So, with our security offering, we do managed detection and response, and we have a pretty unique offering. We have a lot of our own intellectual property. Several patented things going on.
Oh, good.
There. And what we're doing is we're taking in a ton of different data. So we have sensors on your network that monitor all of the traffic that's going on your network on the edge, and we like to do it internally as well. And we also pull in logs from key servers, your infrastructure, things like that. We add in several other things as well, vulnerability scanning and this type of thing. We pull all of this in, and using our patented machine learning algorithms, we end up with a different level of visibility into what's happening on the network. We understand what's normal on the network.
Right.
And when things change, we can alert to that and stop it right away. So, for instance, a receptionist tends to have very very consistent computer usage, right?
Well, that's true, yeah.
So
almost the same all the time.
Exactly.
Right.
However, if that machine gets infected, then the usage is going to look very differently. So typically, people are doing the same thing on the network,
right,
over and over and over. Whereas once a machine is compromised or infected, then it's going to behave very differently.
Oh, so we're not talking about her behavior.
Exactly.
Her behavior is underlying. And there is behavioral analytics for that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Right. But here's Dorothy typing. Dorothy the secretary. It's kind of a funny image, actually. And now all of a sudden, Dorothy the secretary's behavior is the same, but there's things going on while she's online that are not Dorothy.
Absolutely.
Interesting way to look at it. Okay.
So if her machine is compromised, then let's say the hackers are then trying to connect to other servers.
Right.
So we're going to say, hey, wait a minute. Dorothy doesn't normally connect to these file servers,
right,
and start downloading tons of information. So we can actually put a stop to it and alert everyone, call up, do some incident response, things like that.
Now, when you say sensors, are we talking about physical devices, hardware?
Physical devices,
now,
hardware.
That's unique. I remember I talked to you guys last year, and then somebody came on my show after that. Isn't this kind of unique in the industry that we're putting hardware on there instead of just all software detection?
Well, so we actually do it a few ways. We integrate with a lot of endpoint as well.
Right.
So we do have some software that can be on each individual machine.
Right.
We'll also have hardware that's on the network, on the perimeter, but also internally. That way we can see lateral movement throughout the network.
Oh, interesting.
So, which is a big indicator of a compromise.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, go ahead, Dorothy.
Oh, no, sorry. I was just wondering, this is exciting because it applies to both smaller companies, all size companies and government entities.
Absolutely.
Can a small company, such as a network of doctor offices,
such as Security Guy Radio? Can we afford you?
Probably
not.
Yes. No, no.
Okay.
We actually come in very reasonably.
Okay, good.
That said, we're certainly not the cheapest out there,
right,
but we definitely have the best customer experience out there.
Yeah.
If you're familiar with Net Promoter Score, our Net Promoter Score this year was 74, which is higher than, I believe, Apple's.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Mm-hmm, that is excellent.
Now, do you get pushback or resistance from the IT guy that says, you ain't putting that thing on my network, you're not putting that hardware there?
No, they usually want us there.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, that would have been, no, this is mine.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad to see that this is changing, to be accepted.
And I would think that the service that you're performing, it actually obviously increases the overall resiliency of the enterprise, and the
Definitely.
CISO and or his or her staff can be more confident they'll keep their jobs, right? Because the lower the threat risk level,
absolutely,
the more important their job is, So you're augmenting the CISO
Definitely.
The SOC. Okay.
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, we have our own SOCs. We have a SOC headquarters at our headquarters in Dallas, one in Europe in London, and one in Manila. And yeah, absolutely. We can act as your SOC. We can offload your SOC at different times.
No, good. Excellent.
Yeah. Good. And of course, if you look at the in terms of price, building your own SOC versus going with ours is, I mean, just a dramatic.
What's the biggest SOC you guys operate, I guess, or manage?
Our biggest one is in Dallas at our headquarters.
Oh, he's like, you know, you got 1,000 connections to it or 1,000 sensors?
Oh,
what do you got?
Oh, I don't know off the top of my head.
It's just big. That's all we need to know.
It's a large number. It's large, absolutely.
Okay. Excellent. Well, Dave, this is fascinating. I'm glad we could hook up. A little confusion on the calendar. Sorry about that, but we got you set. So it's M-A-S-E-R-G-Y, MasterG.com.
Yes, sir.
Here's my final question for you. What keeps you up at night? What do you worry about?
These days, probably the biggest thing. I mean, we focus a lot on the big newsmakers, right? The 0 days, all this. But if you look at all of the big recent incidents, it's all patching. We're not doing our
basic.
Patching.
Yeah,
I mean,
not
patching, doing that, patching and password reuse are the two biggest problems I see today.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I get it. I mean, I get these, you know, do you want to update your Windows? And I go, nah, I don't want to update Windows. I don't have time. And, you know, you've got to do it.
Absolutely.
Simple stuff like that.
And if you look at both NotPetya and WannaCry, you had massive incidents. Just a huge effect based on old vulnerabilities that patches have been released for months earlier.
Right. Yeah. Excellent. So, yeah. Dave from AskSecurity.com. Thanks for coming on Security Guy TV.
Thanks a lot.
Black
Absolutely.
Hat 2017.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
All right.